I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. There's some question as to whether or not peace talks are actually underway in Chad. Rebels deny government reports of negotiations. Open Doors' Jerry Dykstra says they're following the situation because their ministry teams were scattered. Although there are many stories about divine protection among believers, Dykstra shares concerns.
Open Doors has worked in this area. Continue to pray for them. Our work includes sending in the materials, biblical materials. A lot of it is training for Christians. The growth of Islam is a big threat in Chad, so we need to keep that in prayer, too.
Elsewhere, the Ministry of Johnny and Friends has just joined forces with the academic world. Biola University plans to launch its first-ever course on theology of suffering and disability. Working through the Christian Institute on Disability, Johnny and Friends hopes to better educate and equip the church for work of disability ministry. The course will bring a biblical worldview on disability, allowing Johnny and Friends a much broader scope for future outreach. And Book of Hope International is praising God for incredible success in Brazil. Book of Hope's Brazil director, Joseph Bernardo, says they're working through 4,000-plus churches, 14,000 volunteers to distribute 11 million books of hope. It's been a great church planning tool. Fonte da Vida Church in Paraná has just one example.
This church have, in the last 4 years, they founded 8 new churches with the help of a Book of Hope. Beginning with the children's evangelization, and then working with teenagers, and then with the families.
As the church grows, evangelism is spreading at home and abroad. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. The Better Than Life book and CD, Stories of Today's Persecuted Believers, can be yours for a suggested donation to help us inform you of the plight of persecuted believers around the world. To support MNN, call 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.